The concert's called East Meets West, and it features the Camerata de San Antonio and a brand new work for string orchestra. And so to our WNED studios, we welcome the maestro of the Camerata, Chris Weber. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Peter. Good to be back.
And we also welcome a composer, Caroline Malinet. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Peter.
And we welcome the cello soloist of Carrie Malinet's work called Portraits of Andromeda. You've seen her on stage hundreds of times at Kleinhans, and that's Feng Yu.
Hello, Peter.
So, Carrie, you and Feng have a little bit of history because she premiered another one of your works for cello and orchestra. It was called Whistler Waves. And I know you love science, so what are the Whistler Waves?
The Whistler Waves are these audible sounds in the atmosphere when there is a lightning strike.
Carrie, Portraits of Andromeda, a work for a string instrument playing along with Chris. How many other strings?
That'll be 15.
15, so a 16-person string group.
Well, the piece is called Portraits of Andromeda, and it's based on the Greek myth of Andromeda and the various ways we see that myth in the night sky.
Chris, you studied up on the myth of Andromeda. Can you give us the elevator speech?
Andromeda was the daughter of Cassiopeia, who proclaimed that she was more beautiful than any of the daughters of Poseidon,
the god of the sea,
who got very angry about this and created a sea monster to attack the coast of the Mediterranean. In order to solve the sea dragon problem, they put Andromeda and chained her to a rock and offered her up as a sacrifice. But luckily, along came Perseus, who had just killed the Gorgon. And when he got there, the sea monster arrived, and he held up the Gorgon's head and turned it to sandstone, and the waves washed it away.
Wow.
So he freed Andromeda, and they became a thing, and moved on towards Persia, which is named after Perseus.
So, Caroline, were you thinking about all of this, you know, sea monster stuff, or were you thinking more about the constellations and the heavens, as you wrote?
Well, the second movement is based on that myth. In it, you'll hear the waves of the sea as the music rises and falls. You'll hear the cloying sweetness of the sea nymphs. And then you'll hear the beautiful goddess Andromeda, all layered on top of each other. It's quite polytonal. And then at the very end, as she is saved and put into the heavens as a constellation, the music rises until it is as high as it goes.
So does Feng, with her cello, get to play Andromeda? Do you get the starring role here?
Yes, I think so.
So you have to play very beautifully, I guess.
I will do my best.
I'm sure you will. But Carrie or Chris, then who plays the sea monster? Who's the bad guy?
I'm always the bad guy.
Well, you're the conductor. You're always the bad guy. That's true. But what instruments? You want to use the double bass?
The lower strings do play the waves and the sea. Though I'll admit the sea monster does not appear. It doesn't get too violent. It's more the sensation of having these waves building and rising and falling underneath.
And I should mention that the concert is going to be at St. Anthony of Padua Church. That's the beautiful church. Well, beautiful once you get inside. It's right behind City Hall. And Chris, the Camerata de San Antonio, your orchestra of string musicians, you've played all over town at a number of churches as well as other institutions, and you keep coming back to St. Anthony's. What do you like about it so much?
Well, first of all, it's our home base, so to speak. That's where we started. Even though we were absent for a few years, we're back, and we like to go there because the acoustic is just amazing.
And why is that?
Well, it's basically your classic golden rule-shaped box. And the sound rises from the orchestra and cascades down right in the middle of the hall.
Mm-hmm. We're dropping in little sections of a work called Whistler Waves for Cello and Orchestra by Caroline Maloney, featuring the cellist Feng Hu, as we discuss Caroline Maloney's latest work for cello and orchestra called Portraits of Andromeda. Carrie, the middle movement is called Constellation, and it's this story of how Andromeda got to be a constellation. But first and third movements, what are they?
Well, the first movement is called Meteor Shower. It's named that because the Andromedids are a very faint meteor shower that happens in November. And in this movement, what you hear is this sort of sparkly 16th notes, very, very high, that rise up and fall just as shooting stars and meteors fall through the night sky. And as the movement goes on, that very high, shimmery music gets slower and lower until it drifts to nothing.
So that's movement one. Movement two, we meet Andromeda, chained to the rock, in the sea, the whole thing. And the third movement?
The third movement is called Spiral Galaxy. Andromeda is the name of a distant galaxy. And in this one, the cellist plays a beautiful theme that goes up and down and sort of traces a spiral in itself. And the orchestra provides a sort of fuzzy texture around her, imitating her shape, even as they are octaves above or octaves below.
Listening to a little of Caroline Maloney's Whistler Waves as we anticipate Caroline Maloney's Portraits of Andromeda that will feature three movements, the Meteor Shower, the Constellation, and the Spiral Galaxy. We continued our conversation with cellist Feng Hu, who performs on Whistler Waves and will be the soloist in Portraits of Andromeda. Feng, when you're playing this music on the cello, are there any particular challenges?
There are a lot of beautiful high notes, you know, high voices. So they are difficult to play in tune and difficult to make a beautiful sound. And I've been working very hard practicing for that.
What's the trick to playing in tune and making it sound beautiful when you don't have a whole lot of string to vibrate?
Well, I would say listen carefully.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, intonation is one of the hardest things for string instruments. And I always remember this joke that Yo-Yo Ma tells. They ask him what's the most difficult thing. His answer was, on his birthday, a genie asked him for his birthday wish. And he said, oh, I want to play in tune. Every note I play in tune. And genie said, that's kind of difficult. Can you give me another wish? And he said, how about I want a world peace? And then genie think about it for quite a while. And he said, what's your first one again?
So playing constantly in tune with a string orchestra and world peace, both unattainable goals, but you guys do a really good job.
Well, we're going to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Again, more of Maloney's Whistler Waves featuring cellist Feng Hu as we continue to talk about her latest composition, Portraits of Andromeda, which you can hear this Sunday, May 5th at 7 o'clock with the Camerata di San Antonio conducted by Chris Weber. And that concert will be over at the St. Anthony of Padua Church right behind City Hall. Feng, I know Carrie, the composer, she sings beautifully, she plays the violin beautifully, but as far as I can tell, she doesn't play the cello. So how did that work out? How did you collaborate? What did you tell her?
Well, she's a wonderful composer. Even though she doesn't play the cello, she certainly knows how to write for a cello. And we have worked together before for our last piece, The Whistler Waves, and it was such a success experience, and I had so much fun. So we talked about that we should, you know, collaborate and do another project. And so usually how it starts was she will send me some ideas. And every day I will actually check my email. I look forward to receive more music from her, much like a kid waits to find out their Christmas present. I will get the music, we will meet, and I'll play for her, and then we will discuss what's beautiful, let's do more of it, or what maybe we can do one octave higher or one octave lower, you know, just things that cellists will be more cello-friendly.
Carrie, so using a little bit of technology, email.
I would send her PDFs.
And then she'd work it up, and then you two would physically meet in the same room, and you'd hear it.
I think we did do one Skype session.
Yeah,
the
before.
Sound quality isn't so good, so it's better to get together in person.
Now, I've heard famous stories of performers saying to the composer, wait a minute, this is completely unplayable.
There were definitely things where Fung said, this would sound so much better if you changed the octave. You know, I think maybe because I'm a violinist, I tended to put things above the treble staff. And the truth is she can play up there and she can play beautifully up there, but the cello doesn't ring and you're not quite as facile up there. So we moved some things down. But then there were other things that we moved up. Yeah, there was a lot of octave shifting in both directions.
Chris, I wanted to ask, how do these things happen? You know, how does the commission start? Who contacts whom?
Well, for Whistler Waves, I was approached by Carrie and Fung. You know, can we do a piece? And I thought, yeah, that would be great. So we did it, and we recorded it, and we gave a world premiere down at St. Anthony's, actually. For this one, again, they came to me and said, you know, we'd like to do another piece. And I said, that would be great. Why don't we get some support for this? And so we went to New York State Council on the Arts, and we landed a grant. Carrie waited for the baby to be born.
And let's see. And human babies take 9 months. So how long did this baby take to compose?
At least a year. I mean, from when we first decided to have a piece and then write the grant. The actual composition project took about 5 months, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry to say it's hot off the press, and Fung was waiting for me to finish it. I think she wanted it last summer, but
okay.
It is done.
It's quite the work. Yeah, it's a big work.
It did end up being quite a substantial piece. I think it's almost 25 minutes long. Because I wanted to do the three movements and have the meteor shower and the constellation and the galaxy, it almost ended up feeling like three pieces.
And we should have asked for a much bigger grant.
It's that good.
And we have gone through it a couple times, and I'm so, so excited about how amazing she sounds. And I can't wait for the concert.
So a big 25-minute work by Western New York composer Carrie Mallinay, but the concert's called East Meets West.
Well, we're going to start in the West with Copland's own arrangement of Hoedown from Rodeo, and then we're going to have Carrie's piece to close the first half. On the second half, we're doing some work by Hovhannes, the Armenian-American, and this is very Eastern sounding. It's almost like an Indian raga, the piece that we're going to do. So that's kind of fun. We have some beautiful Chinese love songs arranged by a composer, Zhu Long. We're going to close with Bohemian Rhapsody by Freddie Mercury.
But we're missing a real obvious East meets West, and that's in the person of Fung. Fung, you were born in Taiwan. When did you come to the States?
Well, I came to America to the New England Conservatory of Music for college study, and And then I stay here, audition for the job at the BPO, so I moved to Buffalo. The BPO is my first job.
I think a reason that people should want to come to this concert is to hear Fung play. I wrote this concerto for her, and we did a lot of collaboration during the composition process. And now it is hers, and she totally owns it. And to hear her soar on these melodies and just dig into the fast, rapid passage work is such a delight, and I hope lots of people will come to hear her.
And I must say that she is a pleasure to accompany. You can just hear what's coming because of her expression, which is so fantastic and makes leading the orchestra so much easier. And the orchestra follows because they really want to.
The concert is called East Meets West. It's with the Camerata de San Antonio, and it's at St. Anthony of Padua Church. That's the church right behind City Hall. It's Sunday, May 5th at 7 o'clock, and there is plenty of off-street parking. You can get tickets right there at the door, and best of all, anyone up to the age of 17 accompanied by an adult gets in for free, which is a nice community service there, Maestro Weber.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
For WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.